Welcome to the Dusty Futon Musicians Podcast. The Dusty Futon is revolutionizing the music industry, one artist at a time. Every episode of the Dusty Futon features an independent and original artist from the San Diego area. Our host and co-host create a conversation around the artist and their music while making it a point to allow them to tell their story their way. We don't have any advertisers or sponsors, so anything goes. This is a chance for the artist to just talk to you, the fans, about why they do what they do, what they go through, and how they do this thing we call music. We don't charge the artists for this service. We want it to remain completely free for the artists who need it and the fans that want to find them. That's why we set up a Patreon page where your donation can get you behind-the-scenes access to audio, video, and photos, and even get you direct access to the artists. Go to patreon.com/thedustyfuton for more information. Help us revolutionize the music industry, one artist at a time. But how can that be when you're my everything? Two sets of paternal twins make up the alternative band After the Millennials. From the same parents, too. If you can live for me, there's still one more thing you can always do. The familiar nature of these kids at 16 and 19 helps make their harmony sweet and beautiful. We talk about their family beginnings, their influences, and so much more in this episode of The Dusty Futon. These kids are wild and definitely a bunch of sarcastic smartasses, and they let us know pretty early on in the episode. Spicy, want to kick this episode off?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh, Kim's going to start this one. Ready, go.
Oh, God. Hi, I'm Spicy Kim, and to my left is Tyler.
Hello. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
I host and sometimes.
He does. And then to my other left is Big John.
And sometimes I end up hosting, too.
And sometimes I shut up. Okay.
Whoa.
Starting now.
Your microphone seems to be trying to like get your number over there. Mm. It's like, hey, what's up, girl? What's going on?
It's all up in my grill.
It happens. Oh, my God. It's that episode.
Oh, here we go. Here
yep,
we go.
It is. It's starting already. So you guys are in for a treat today.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, so you guys being After the Millennials, thank you guys for coming out here today.
Thank you so much.
Where did you guys come all the way from?
Orange County.
Orange County.
Whoa. Oh,
that's a little bit of a trek, but you know, not too bad. Our neighbors from the north.
We love the OC, man.
Yeah. Do we?
We do.
You don't even know me, Kim.
I do. Are we breaking up?
They're not quite California, LA. They're not quite San Diego.
Right.
No. So you guys are Orange County.
It's like being in the pocket.
Orange County. You know? More specifically, kind of like Mission Viejo-ish area.
Yep. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. All right. So how did Big John find you? He seems to be all over the place, too.
See on Reverb Nation again, creeping out on screen.
Yeah, it was Reverb Nation. We connected with them on Reverb Nation, and one of their dads is Doug Crandall, who is kind of the connector. I don't know.
Our one dad.
Your dad?
Yeah. Well,
okay.
Our dad.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, you are siblings?
Did you know this? Yeah. There are two sets of twins in this band.
I was getting really confused during my research because I wasn't sure who was twins with who for a second. I was getting all my lines. I had yarn drawn from parts of the wall to try and figure out what it was. It was like an episode of CSI. It was crazy.
Okay, so we have these two are twins, and then...
Then my twins in Arizona in college.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. Yeah. Couldn't come out for this.
GCU. Lopes. Go Lopes.
Boy or girl?
Boy.
Boy. Yeah. So two sets of boy-girl twins?
Mm-hmm.
So who's your parents? I mean, are you the same parents?
We got
I think they're all here.
Third one
they're hanging out in the background.
Well, I was like, so you have different parents?
No.
The same.
He was lying.
The same two parents? You had two sets of twins?
Yeah.
Two sets of boy-girl twins. Wow, you are badass people.
Yeah,
what's
in the water in Mission Viejo?
I think everybody's confused right now.
Yeah, no, we all. We're gonna figure it out somewhere.
And there's a little girl at the door.
Oh, that's mine. That's my twin daughter. That has a twin brother.
Wow.
You know what? I feel like it's gonna be like Game of Thrones, where you'll be three seasons in before you figure out who everybody actually is.
Yeah, this is gonna be one of those episodes for sure.
But thank you guys for all coming out. So we have all together, we've got Nate, we've got Naomi, we have Seth, and we have Sarah, correct? Or one, okay, so who's not here?
Seth is not here.
Seth is in Arizona at school. Okay, I think I'm getting it, slowly but surely.
We're almost there. Yeah.
We might figure this out by the end of the episode.
Yeah. I totally figured out that you guys were all related, by the way, when you all smiled a second ago and all looked pretty much like the same person.
Yeah,
you
know? Same smile all the way through.
There it is. All right.
All right.
It was, yep, there it was. All right. So how did you guys decide to form a band out of the gates? Was this pressure from the parents? They're putting you up to this, aren't they?
I mean, they're definitely a part of it.
They're like, hey, no.
You guys would be good. No. Just go out and do it.
But so you guys pretty much grew up around instruments whole life. That's my dream.
It was amazing. Yeah, it's amazing.
And I'm so happy that you appreciate that kind of stuff, because some people born into it, you know, they might take it for granted. Like me being San Diegan, I never go to the beach. I take it for granted, but I'll never leave this place. It's like, no. So you guys pretty much lived my dream, which means I secretly hate you guys a little bit.
It's fair. It's a love hate.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're used to that at this point already.
Yeah, exactly. So how did you guys all decide to, I guess, you know, land on the instruments that you guys have now in front of you?
Yeah, we all kind of started on piano a little bit, but then Seth was the only one who stuck with it, and he does keyboard and everything, and he's amazing. But the rest of us kind of, we all gravitated to our own thing. Like, my dad does guitar and everything, so I already always saw him doing it, and it was like, I want to do that. And so,
are you the oldest?
I'm not.
No?
So Seth and Sarah are both 19, and then Nate and I are 16.
Okay.
So,
yeah. Got it.
Was it truly a love for the instrument, though, or was it kind of like just that inner twin thing? Like, I need something to stand out, so I can't
be better than the other one.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's a little bit of that.
a little rivalry. Mm-hmm. I kind of like that. That's cool. Probably add some, you know, a little interesting twist to the music when you guys write.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Who writes most of the music, by the way?
I write the majority of it, and then we have one single out, Dream of Me, and Nate wrote that one, so... Usually it's like, I'll get a rough draft of something and it'll be solid, it'll work. And then I'll give it to Nate and he just like makes it a whole other thing.
He makes it up.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Nice. Way to go, Nate.
A plus.
Like, let me take this and fix this up.
Jeez. So are your parents musical? Is that what?
Yeah, my dad, definitely musical. He was in a band when he was like in his early 20s and he's always been in bands basically. And then he's got an 80s acoustic like... cover thing that he does with a buddy of his.
Oh, that's cool. That was a lot of fun.
An 80s acoustic cover thing.
Right?
I like how women always put it as a thing guys go out and do it, right?
It's a thing. Hashtag.
You play with your little bands.
It's just a little thing.
I love it.
What
we
do is
them.
Much more professional.
Oh, yes.
Obviously. Like, it makes me feel bad that the three of you are the most professional thing in the room. Right?
I know, really. It's
what have I been
true story.
Doing?
I don't know. Did we get everybody's names? I had to step away for a brief moment.
Yes, we did. Yes, okay. We got Nate, Naomi, Seth, and Sarah. Where were you?
She was Girl Scout cooking.
Is
there an alliteration matchup there?
There definitely
the N's
is.
And the S's? Okay.
Yep.
Hey, we're getting
easier.
Somewhere. Thank you guys.
Nate and Naomi.
Thank you for doing that, by the way. Can we give a shout out to your parents, by the way?
Yes. Dude, yeah.
They're in the house.
Our live audience.
Yeah, we love nothing better. Nothing better.
They brought a few other people too to enjoy and partake.
Family out here too.
We gotta get some pictures.
They've already got plenty of them.
I know. Family photos here.
It's lucky they don't. So cool. That doesn't make the noise anymore. So otherwise we'd have it sound like a press conference in here.
It would. It totally would.
So you guys all pretty much grew up playing instruments. Where did you guys really find your sound, or what kind of direction you all wanted to go in? Did you guys all have similar interests, you know, when it came to the music that you listened to?
Yeah, I think we all have a pretty basic, because we all grew up listening to the same stuff. So we all have our baseline of like, it's all rock, basically, just different subsections.
Yeah, alternative rock.
Yeah. So Sarah's like more of the punk.
Yeah.
Kind of that stuff. I don't even know.
Did we just become best friends just now?
Yes,
I think we did. She's mine.
Instant connection. Yeah, and then Nate's got... I feel like you're more of
My favorite band right now is Nothing But Thieves.
Ooh.
And they're very, like... The music can be very, like, rock, but then his voice is, like, really, like, soft and smooth.
Yeah.
And it sounds pretty cool.
It's kind of then, alternative rock.
And, yeah. Yeah. And
we're
then,
pretty
like,
alternative rock,
then,
just to sum it up.
Yeah.
Because something's happening over there. And it's
she's like, I want to tighten this up. Let's get this over with.
Yeah, just cut it now.
Hey, this is a conversation. It's not an interview. You can answer. You can go off and talk about whatever the heck you want. Yeah.
I don't know if you want to give me that opportunity.
That's a lot of freedom.
Okay.
Mom and Dad are in the background shaking their heads. No.
Forget I said that.
Right?
Yeah, right. They're like, give me a microphone. I need to set the record straight right now.
Well, I want to hear what you have to say, Nate. So. Nothing.
Crickets. Yeah. Silence. I think it's time for a song then.
I think it is too. What do you guys think we should play first?
I mean, we mentioned Dream of Me. So
there it is.
That's a solid one.
Drop the mic.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I can't drop it. It's in a stand.
You swung it really good though.
I did. Yeah.
I'm
thank you
for that.
He pushed it away lightly. Yeah, it was beautiful.
It was dramatic.
He's such a diva.
So the song.
I forgot it already.
Dream of Me.
Dream of Me by After the Millennials.
Sounds like a Tide commercial.
Wow, yes.
The meadows.
Yeah.
Have a very dreamy effect to it. I feel like a balloon flying in the wind almost, you know.
It's very calming.
Nate, is that you singing?
Yeah, in the back.
Oh.
I'm doing the lead.
She's not in the front?
She's doing the lead. Yeah.
I'm just teasing you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm quitting playing music altogether. Yeah, now. I'm just stopping because
you're done.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys have accomplished more in that 16 years than I think I'm ever going to be able to do ever. So that was "Dream of Me" by After the Millennials. That was a beautiful song.
Thank you. Thanks.
Like I don't even know what to say. I'm completely speechless. You know, what was that about? Let's start there.
I can give you an answer, but Nate, you wrote it.
I might. Yeah. I should probably do that.
this kid, huh?
Mainly.
Can you pull the microphone closer to you?
I can hear him. He's.
Well, that's because I have it cranked up.
Oh, okay.
This is better.
No, I want you as close to it as you can. Yeah, comfortably. Okay.
Mainly it was inspired by a close family friend that died of cancer. And so at first the song starts out very like, the first word in the song is dark. And so you're like, okay, that's
cheery.
Yeah. Not
setting
super
the pace.
Right. But the song isn't just about death. It's about like, it's what am I trying to say?
You got
here?
This.
It's not just like death and how sad death is, but like, they'll remember you after they're dead and you'll remember them. They can live on through you. And like, it's more of like the beauty in remembering them. Than
again,
just they're
you're
dead.
16?
Yeah.
You do,
I think.
I'm in over
I
my head,
13,
big John. I may
be 13, 14. I don't know.
Wow.
And he looks at
this. This is what my parents tell me.
Yeah.
Nobody actually knows when they were born.
I don't remember being born.
Wow.
Jesus.
Do you guys ever play at your school or anything?
Like we're homeschooled.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
So yes, they play
so
there
all the
time.
Really?
They have the best audience. They love them.
They do. Yeah, they love them.
Totally consistent. Oh, yeah. They show up there every day.
That's perfection.
Never late for school.
Never.
You know what I noticed is how well you guys really melded together in that song. And you guys kind of have like a little bit of an edge and an advantage there because you're all related. Mm-hmm, so you have the same voice and the same like bone structure and everything. So it all sounds the same, you know, when it comes out. And so you guys
harmonize really well.
Perfectly.
Jinx.
Oh, did you go there?
No, okay. You can talk. You can talk. Please talk. Okay.
Oh, no.
It's kind of
you gotta say my name, dude. That's how the game works.
Tyler,
come on. You're supposed to be old and know these stupid things.
I am old, but that's irrelevant.
Or I owe you a Coke. It's one of those two. I can't remember.
I want to ask Nate about his pink socks. Is that a laundry issue, or did you do that on purpose?
Somebody left their red shirt in there.
No, I was at a store, and I was like, man, those socks are pink. So I bought them.
Nice.
That was such a cool story.
That's my story.
Cool story.
Rock, dude.
Hashtag cool story.
Ask questions. It's just spoke to him. He went and did it. Yeah.
Very profound. Very profound.
Yeah.
Deep I want to talk about the name After the Millennials, because I'm like at the point where I've thought there isn't anything after that. I thought that's like
that
where
you?
We hit.
Are you
there
a
won't
millennial?
Be any. No, I'm not. I think I've landed just before that. First, let's define.
Okay.
Let's not define.
Let's clear this out in the air. What actually is a millennial? Does anybody really know?
No.
I don't think it's really written there.
So, technically, I don't think I'm a millennial.
A millennial is somebody who grew up in the 2000s. Like their growing up, their exposure to the world began in the 2000s, which is why they're called millennials. Yes.
That was already broken beyond record.
So if you really wanted it broken down, there you go. Now move on with the damn interview.
All right. I want to talk about her bass because that thing is beautiful.
And she looks armed and primed, ready to play.
Can I play already?
So ready.
Yeah. We're going to get to that in a little bit. But first, let's come back to the name. I want to kind of touch base on the name, the After the Millennials.
It's the Tyler Show.
It's always the Tyler Show.
Do we want to talk about them?
It's good. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Somewhat musical and informative, if, you know.
I'm sorry.
Help promote their music. It's why they're here, Big John. It's why they're here.
It's so much more entertaining to just watch you two talk than to actually answer the question.
I mean, this is great.
This is why we do this.
It's nothing short of miraculous that we are almost 4 years officially into doing the Dusty Futon right now.
And would you believe April 1st would be
April Fool's
Day
is our bathroom
day. It's the truth.
Yeah.
It's not a
first episode aired on April 1st, 2015.
That is so fitting.
Yes.
And it was not about music.
No, it was not.
It was an abomination. It should be destroyed.
It's not about us. It's about these fine specimens. Of musicality coming from the 21st century.
Yes.
Something like that.
That song. That song Dream of Me just made it on the top alternative playlist on Reverb Nation.
Yes.
I saw you guys on there.
Nice job, guys.
Yeah, we're super excited. That one's getting some playtime on a station in like Canada or New York or something.
Some random.
It's almost the same.
As far as we know.
Might as well.
It's basically the same thing.
That's
so
cool. We love Canada.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of them.
Oh, Canada.
That's awesome. And now you're on the Dusty Futon. So
look at us. I mean, it just keeps getting better.
Yeah, the ceiling is almost there. You can see it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, anyway.
Well, I want to get back to the question that we distracted him from, though.
Yeah, we're still waiting for an answer.
Yeah, your name. Yeah. So yeah. Where did that come from?
I was like, now we don't even remember.
Yeah.
Gone.
I had to bring it back because I actually wanted to know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
So after the millennials, we are technically, I know me and Nate are, I think the cutoff date is somewhere early 2000s and late 90s, but I think we're Generation Z or the I generation.
The I, yeah.
But that's a gross one.
What the hell?
I go with
that
too.
Name didn't really encompass what we wanted for
Apple marketed
generation.
Yeah, that wouldn't work.
They're taking over everything.
Yeah, they are.
But
they're like the devil.
It's kind of like.
By the way, you can find their music on Apple iTunes.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You can find the I generations. Oh wait, no, they're not called that. They're called After the Millennials. So carry on. We still don't know why.
Yeah. No, we're not gonna ever know why. No. Basically, millennials have such a bad rep, and they're doing their own thing. And so we're the generation after, and we're going to
clean up this mess.
We're going to fix it, basically. We're
Thank
just going to fix
Someone
it.
Someone has to.
You know, we're going to try.
Power to the people.
Yeah.
I love it.
So then now, what's after Generation Z? Because I'm pretty sure, I'm no scholar, but that's where the alphabet ends in America.
It goes back around.
Well, I heard that it was called Generation Alpha, and I was super jealous. And I was like, how does that make any sense?
It goes to the Greek alphabet. You go back to the beginning.
I know some kids that are Generation Alpha, and I'm like, you're not alpha.
They're probably making it up because we were called Generation Z. I was called Generation Z in high school.
Then afterwards,
the Generation X grew wider and then it encompassed all of us. And then the millennials came out. And then what did they do? They came up with another generation called the Xennials. That are between Generation X and Generation and the Millennials.
This is awful.
Yeah. Yeah.
The question is why?
Exactly. Well,
there's going to be so many sub-generations now. It's just going to be the day you were born.
The whole idea of the generations was to identify the zeitgeist of that generation, identify what was the central focus. And that's why you have the 80s. The 80s was... Whoever knows.
Awesome.
Nobody can really identify it, and that's the point.
Because nobody can remember that. Yeah. Who's in that generation.
And 90s is grunge. You know, 60s is love. 70s is finding yourself, you know. Uh-huh. And so generation after the 90s, things happened so quickly that they had to come up with different ways to identify the generations. And the first, sorry.
So you're being
honestly,
they are homeschooled.
No, I'm
so
glad
you're
I'm learning this.
Yeah, this is our history
this
for the
nice.
Day.
Yeah. So but generation the Xennials are the Generation Xers who grew up learning about like I'm an Xennial because I grew up being able to do analog stuff and playing outside and being all that.
Mm-hmm.
But playing as
outside.
I became,
I don't even know what that means.
Exactly. As I became in high school and as I started growing up from there and maturing, I matured into that digital generation that you guys all know. It's all you know.
So you're just telling me you're a Xennial and you're a Xennial and a scholarship and never mind.
Okay. Let's move off of this.
That was good.
It was right there.
Next.
Man, I lost
you were
it.
So close. So
I saw it fall out of your mouth, too. It was like, hit the ground.
How do I go off of
that? Is that not a vodka? I'm telling
That's
you,
okay.
This is water. Okay?
Edit. I can edit. Don't worry. I'm an editing fiend.
No worries. Okay, so where have you guys been as of late? Where could people have seen you recently? Have you guys been doing some gigs?
Yeah, we did a couple. We did. Our first one was Chain Reaction in Anaheim.
Oh,
and
cool.
Then,
cool place.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. The last one we did was the Foundation Room in the House of Blues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anaheim, and then our next one is there as well.
What about recordings? How many recordings do you have out yet?
Yeah, we have our three singles, but we're hoping on getting an EP out at some point soon, but we're still working on that one.
Do you have a studio that you record at, or do you do it all at home?
Yeah, we're doing it we have a buddy who has a really nice studio in like his garage, basically. So
that's the way you do it.
It's really nice. Yeah. I swear, yeah. It's really yeah. nice in his garage.
Yeah, it's the only place that his wife lets him put stuff.
Basically, yeah. yeah. So we're doing with Accordance Records, and it's my dad's company, actually. So we're doing awesome. It all with my dad. Nice.
Yes.
Very cool.
That's DIY. And that's definitely DIY, independent, and that's a good way to go nowadays.
That's the best business card I've ever seen.
I know.
I was like that. I love those things.
It has a 45 right? adapter in the card that you can pop out and put back in. This is awesome, Doug. This is cool. Anyway. Cool.
Yeah. When he came home with that, he was so excited.
I would have been so.
Yeah. That's how I felt about my new shirt that I'm wearing.
Ooh, that's
it's
a good
not
one.
A sticker. This is
wow.
Yeah, it's
wow.
not a sticker.
What are the odds?
You could sell that.
I'm planning on it. That's
coming next fall, yeah. right?
Starting in April, March.
Or just sell the stickers.
Soon.
Just get the stickers and write them down.
Yeah.
Can we make a bunch of them like Team Big John and Team Tyler, and we'll see like who sells out the most?
Oh,
I was gonna put Dusty.
Get a rivalry. Okay.
Dusty. Yes. And personalized for $10 more.
Oh, Big John will definitely win for sure. He's more cuddly.
Apparently this episode's not about them.
No, we're gonna get back. They'll have their chance.
Yeah, well,
we're supposed to be entertaining the people listening, not entertaining them. They're our guests.
We're here to teach people about after millennials, what they're about and where they're gonna be and what they're still doing. So
do you have any videos out?
What did you just say?
Do you have any videos out?
Oh, yeah.
I was just saying.
That was not English.
She's not ready to throw down.
You already like, ate those Girl Scout cookies, didn't you?
I did. That was insane. We all had this little like head turn. Yeah. Like,
it was like dogs in
there. What?
Yeah, we got one music video out. It's for Follow Your Lead. Yeah, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
That was so trippy. Yeah, Follow Your Lead. That's a music video. It's just like us playing it live, basically. But
she's channeling my energies.
Yeah.
We're becoming the same person.
Playing it live. Do you think maybe we could play it live?
Ooh.
Do you want to play Follow Your Lead live?
We could play Follow Your Lead.
Not live.
No,
I don't know the chords.
Oh.
Okay.
Don't make me
No,
play
not live.
Pump the brakes.
We got a different one for doing live.
Nice.
I had coffee before this. I can feel
it
right now.
I see you running. You're like,
it was a venti.
I'm just making sure. Dad, it's coffee, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not doing any better either.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys play out as a three piece, or is there another person? Because I know you have another.
Yeah, we have a fourth, but he's in college.
He's minoring in piano composition.
He is.
So when he comes back, like, look out, world! Here comes after the millennials.
Oh yeah.
So who's like kind of your driving force of the four of you? Who kind of keeps you guys moving in this direction? Not your dad of the,
I would,
the four of you.
I would say Naomi mostly.
Yeah, probably me.
The one who drives the car. Yeah.
The one who's talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense.
Burn. I should talk more.
Yeah, it's good.
What just happened? Band breakups on podcast.
We've almost had that.
Ooh.
Band what? Breakups?
Really?
I don't remember.
No, you just fire me every other episode.
Well, I fire you all. Yeah. I fire you a lot.
Okay. I haven't been fired yet today. I'm surprised. No. That's coming. We still have one more band after
yes.
this.
Yes. So.
There's still time.
The day is still young. So speaking of bands, again, here we are.
Oh, boy. We're in a loop.
I digress.
Yeah, we keep going.
Full circle.
So do you want to hear that song, Follow Your Lead?
Yeah, well, no. She said we're not going to do that one live.
No, they're not going to play it live.
I'm not going to. I'm not going to.
Oh, you want them to play right now?
Yeah, she looks really itchy. She wants to play the bass.
I haven't heard much from her. She's like ready to rock.
She's been so quiet this whole time. It needs to come out right now, or else she's going to punch somebody.
Yeah,
I can see it.
She does have that punk rock evil sound.
Yeah.
She'll rip your face off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Totally.
The velvet hammer.
Wall of ice just came right at me there. Ice princess. So what do you guys want to play for us?
Are we doing a live one now?
I don't
are you
know.
Ready for that?
I'm always ready.
Are you sure?
How am I going to get...
I mean,
I'm
you
singing
can stand
too.
Up.
Oh, you're singing too? Oh,
do you need some help?
Okay, hold on. Let's engineer.
That?
No,
my
you
bad.
Weren't.
My bad.
No, yeah.
No,
you're good.
Stay
right
there. Please hold.
Anybody got any jokes you want to share with us?
Nope.
Oh, Nate is like cutting a rug over there. It's pretty
cool. Loving it, yeah. He's a Herb Albert fan too, I'm guessing.
He's... We don't know what he's talking about half the time either.
He's like Herb Albert.
Awesome.
Who are your influences?
So have a seat on your phone.
I think for me, like personally, it would be a lot of Paramore and Cage the Elephant.
Yeah.
Nate's a lot of Nothing But Thieves. Uh-huh. Seth's got Arctic Monkeys and My Chemical Romance, and then Sarah's like Blink 182, Green Day,
right on.
Yeah.
Living End.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
I gotta say, I would not be here today if it weren't for Green Day.
Really?
Way back in the day, in like 94 with Dookie.
Oh, yes.
That album changed me and took me somewhere I never thought I was. I was listening to classical music before that.
Oh, no.
Well, no, it's not bad.
No.
I like classical music still, too.
I do, too.
But, you know, that's like all I listened to. I had no identity as a musician or anything like that. My dad was a rocker. My mom listened to like ABBA and country. Like, I had such an identity crisis as a musician. I didn't even know what to do. So Green Day found me, or I found Green Day, whichever you prefer. And, you know, they said a swear word. And at sixth grade, I was like, I'm in.
This is the stuff for me.
That's how deep my intellect goes, just to let you guys
give me a couple taps on that. Not the movie.
No, <mate.
laughs> no, that's how we're going to do drums.
You don't even need a drum kit anymore.
I mean, maybe it's a new thing.
It could be.
Don't even need a cajon anymore. Oh. It's just a seat now. Ooh.
That's got a sound.
All about that bass.
There it is. We are set. A lot of bass in that. I'll fix that in post.
So did we already say the name of the song and I forgot about it?
No, I didn't say it.
Okay. Because I would have done that anyway.
This is 15. It's another kind of slower one-ish, but it's a really personal one, and I like it a lot.
Is that why you wrote it?
Pretty much.
who actually wrote the song? Like the lyrics?
I wrote the song. You
wrote the lyrics. Okay. Yeah. All right. So this one is called 15 by After the Millennials.
She's just fine, she's dying to find her place in this crazy world. She's growing up and her time's running out to be who they want her to be, and it's not as easy as it seems. She's trying to find the one who keeps her running. Down the days till he comes home to her, but she's long past zero now. He lacked in self-esteem as people pushed him to follow their dreams, but he was only 17. He wasn't quite ready for all of this responsibility. Now the days keep passing and everyone keeps asking if he's doing all right. He says he's just fine, but he's dying to find his place in this crazy world. We're growing up and our time's running out to be who they want us to be, and it's not as easy as it seems. She's trying to find the one who keeps running. Down the days till he comes home. she's long past zero now. We'll make it somehow. We'll make it somehow. And we'll make it somehow.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
That was awesome.
And did you notice it shut us up?
Okay. Yeah. The only thing. Happen. The only thing. You can stay there if you want.
I mean, yeah. I
was like, might as well.
You look cozy.
Yeah, I just can't. Yeah. Yeah. Give him a cushion or something, though.
The, what?
I feel like...
Do you need a cushion?
No, not especially.
It's just making me uncomfortable because I'm all pelvis, so I'd be like, ah. Not a hard enough of time. That was an awesome song. So you wrote the lyrics and you guys collectively?
She wrote this one basically all by herself. This one specifically.
I did it all by myself.
It was beautiful.
Yay!
Yeah, no,
I
usually...
got to say, those harmonies are really, really tight and really amazing.
Thank you.
So.
Thank you.
That sounds great.
Thank you. Yeah.
So what was this one about? What is this taken from? An excerpt
this
of the
one,
Book of Naomi.
Yes. This one was after a breakup of sorts.
Oh.
So that's always the best material.
And 15, I mean, I'm not great at math, but that doesn't seem like that long ago.
No, it wasn't. Just a year ago.
No.
Woohoo. But yeah, it's kind of just learning to move on from somebody and keep going.
Yes. Is that a relatively new song, or is that one you've already got out?
We don't have it released.
Yeah.
But we've played it at shows and stuff. It's been out for a while.
There's quite a few songs we have that we play live all the time, but we just haven't recorded them yet.
Yeah. Are you hoping he's going to show up at the show one time and you're going to play that one right in front of him?
I've played it in front of his parents. That's always some really fun eye contact.
Do they know what it's about?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Scotty doesn't know. Scotty doesn't know. Scotty doesn't know.
How did you
I don't know if you guys know that reference, so probably not.
We're children.
Yeah.
How did you end up playing that song in front of his parents?
They come to a lot of our shows.
They do?
Yeah. We have a connection with the family.
But we love her so much, so we're just going to hang out with her. You can just, you know.
No, his dad is who we record with, and he's a great guy. Noah Ehler, he does a lot of the stuff in our music. He was an original, he was a part of the band for a little bit.
Man, all the drama is
we are just
coming out right now.
Spilling the tea.
That's okay.
It's all the
drama from our band is right there.
That's why they put her in front with the Taylor guitar.
That's why she's the guitarist.
It works.
But they're usually the trouble.
Yeah, but he plays cello in Dream of Me, and he does a lot of the lead guitar and Follow Your Lead and a bunch of songs. So yeah, he's an amazing musician.
Nice. I also got to say, good on you for taking the high ground on making it a positive sounding song, because most breakup songs don't sound so happy.
No.
I try to put
a little bit in there.
Especially because you got like some punk rock background. I'm sure she probably was like, no. We're going to beat
it.
We're going to tear it to pieces. Yeah.
I felt you throttling back on that one. You're like, God, I just want to let go.
Yeah. Yeah, pull your punches.
What were you going to say, Nate?
Oh, I was just going to say, the first rough draft was just one chord, just... I'm dying. But then we're like, wait, we should...
Maybe expand on that just a little.
Just a tad.
Let's see if we can move that up and down the...
Tweak it a little bit.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. It's a great song. And it's a bold move, too, because, you know, breakup songs, especially really good ones like that, sometimes you have to carry with you, and it's like a constant reminder.
Yeah, every time you play it, just...
Yeah. It's a blessing and a curse at the same time. It is.
It's good.
And like I said, it's a very positive sounding song, so it's not like a heart destroyer.
Yeah.
You know.
No.
Like that last band.
Oh no.
Some people you don't know. Like there's some episodes where guys come on and they have this song they're about to play, and the title makes it sound so uplifting and positive. Uh-huh. And then you get about 30 seconds in and you're just like,
murder, death, kill, murder, death, kill. It's like, what?
Wow.
It's like, I was not expecting that at all.
Yeah.
No, you've made some very wrong assumptions reading the title and going you know the book.
Yeah, Rubber Band Man was one that I thought, oh, that sounds fun. It's like, no, that was the death of a family member.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
With Lindsay White.
Tyler went there.
Yep.
That's the name of this
show. He's had a few, few mishaps going on, so...
Bawled my eyes out to that song.
I know, right? I still come across her songs and like practically tear up.
her name is
just
Lindsay
practically.
White.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm too macho to. Yeah. I don't cry.
Of course.
In front of people.
No, I mean, I lose it. I think the older I get, the weaker I get too. I just lose it. I'm like, I'm sitting there like, this is so bad. So bad. Detergent commercial.
All the sheets flowing.
The dog ran away.
Christ, you guys don't know yet, but you'll get there one day.
Yeah. Start crying.
I mean, Naomi's already there.
It can only get worse.
Yeah. Yeah. You're wise beyond your years.
Yeah, both. Oh,
I mean, I don't know whether to, like, you know, be happy for you or not because of that.
Kind of jealous, you know, myself, honestly.
You guys still get a chance to be kids, though, right? You're homeschooled, but you still run amok and get to be little teenagers that you are. Dad's over there like, yeah, they do.
He's like, you know it.
I feel like we should get some stories from Dad.
I
know. Give him
I asked him to sit on the mic. He's like, nope, that's just the kids.
Are you guys in sports at all or anything? Or just playing
the boys do sports.
The boys do.
Punk rock is a full contact sport.
Exactly.
It is.
I mean, when you're jamming. No, so I go part-time to a private school, Saddleback Valley Christian. Mm-hmm. It's, like, right next to J. Sarah, and it's, like, one-tenth of the size. But I did volleyball indoor and sand for, like, 2 years there, freshman and sophomore year. And
did you say that it's volleyball? Did I miss that?
Yeah.
I thought you just said indoor and sand, and
no.
I was like,
no. I did the indoor sport.
Hey, you know, we make assumptions here. You know, so. Was that wrestling? Wrestling in the sand?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I lost every round, but I had a good time.
Oh wow.
It's like that thumbs up guy.
Finger guns.
What a good time.
Catch my drift.
You got a salesman over here. My God.
Part-time comedian over here, too.
Yeah, no. So I did that freshman and sophomore year. Uh-huh. And then this year, junior year, I was like, nah.
We gave up on sports.
So I was like, yeah. So I started doing drums for them. They have like a worship band, so I play for them. And then senior year, they're going to start the school's first drum line. So I'm going to be a part of that. So I'm pretty.
Yeah. I played the quads on the marching band.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, those are fun. Those are fun.
Nerd alert.
Anyway, sorry. Yeah. Those are awesome. The quads, by the way, they're badass instruments.
They are pretty cool. I think they're the coolest sounding thing on the field.
Thank you.
Anyway,
thank you.
Enough about you. Whatever. Where were we?
You'd think we're here for their entertainment. Come on.
What are your social media sites? You have
We have an Instagram, a Twitter, Facebook. It's all just After the Millennials.
Okay.
Yeah. So I kind of wrote down a list. You can find their music on, of course, we mentioned earlier, iTunes, Apple Music, Google Play, YouTube, Pandora, Deezer. What is a Deezer?
We are like on it.
Don't ask me.
Is it like a Spotify or something?
Probably.
I think it is. I think I have it downloaded, actually.
Wow, Kim's even got Deezer.
There's about, honestly, a dozen or more apps for streaming right now that are kind of mainstream radio streaming apps.
No pun intended.
And they... Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you know what? Oh, no.
But they all... The crazy part is they all pay out differently.
Yeah.
Like, every single one pays out completely differently. And like Spotify is the worst offender in terms of how much they give you for your spins.
I was just going to say you can find them also on Spotify.
No, we're on Spotify too. Yeah, no. Don't get me wrong. Spotify has its place in terms of being amazing for what it does.
As far as artists though, it's
They don't do anything good for the little artists. See, the bigger artists, they get more play because of the algorithms, launch them up and keep them up and keep them up. But if you're not, you know, top of the line freaking Beyonce or whoever the new kids on the block are here.
Beyonce top of the line.
She was when I was coming of age.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
Hey, I'm old. I know it. I'm getting up there, so.
That's the less popular, what's that one? The fun song, you know.
Oh.
I'm old and I know it.
I'm old and I know it. Yeah. That's coming out of my new album next week. Shazam. Shazams.
That's
one of those too as well. You know, that's another streaming site.
Yeah, you can Shazam us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Shazam. This is fun to say.
Yeah.
That kind of word.
Oh, Christ. Where do we go from here? God. John?
I don't know. I think we should play another song, though.
I think so, too. What time is it? Oh, God.
We're getting there.
It's third time. It's third song time.
It is third song
time. Yes. Woo. What do we have left?
Follow Your Lead is a good one.
That's our acoustic one. It has a Spanish guitar inspired by No Doubt.
Verdad? Inspired by No Doubt?
Yeah.
Like Gwen Stefani,
like,
No Doubt.
Yeah, like Don't Speak.
She's on the recording with us. It's like this whole thing.
You are a piece of work. How do you deal with this one? My God.
We don't.
Yeah, I know, right? Just let you do your thing.
Oh, and you're the baby, right?
Yeah.
I think that's why they all came. It's for our protection.
Yeah.
We gotta hold them back. Just
it's like, if the parents are in the room, they're going to be a little bit nicer.
A little well-behaved.
Just a little bit more well-behaved. All right, so.
Follow Your Lead by After the Millennials.
You ask me not to call you. Well, that's not
hey,
so
now.
Easy.
Kind of aggressive vocals there.
What you need me to, but it's slowly killing me. Back when we talked too much, I never had a doubt. You were more than enough. Now time is ticking out. I can follow your lead. You say you want what's best for me. But how can that be?
Very nice.
Yeah, it was really great.
Thank you
guys so much for coming out today and being on the futon with us. And we know it's not a futon. It's actually a couch. We're so sorry. We lied to you.
I'm very disappointed.
Vicious. What's a futon?
Like, specifically.
We're homeschooled.
It's
a waste of money.
It's actually, technically, it's a bed that folds up into a couch.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No. Yeah.
So that's what a futon is.
Right. I'm going to just
What were you calling it up until
statement.
Now? I want to know.
The foldy bed.
Yeah, yeah. The transformer. Couch Miss Prime.
Oh gosh.
That's the new name of our futon, by the way.
Yes, Couch Miss Prime.
Yes, we just can't keep it.
All right.
Now.
Well, you can find Couch Miss Prime on the web at dustyfuton.com.
Real quick, let's talk about music. I know this whole episode we haven't. So let's talk about that song a little bit before we let you guys go and bring in the next artist. What about that song? How did that one
come about?
Wow, all of my songs were at the same person.
Yeah.
What a bummer.
Or it, you're getting a reality check right now.
Yeah, I really need to find some other things to write about. Right? Yeah, that's another one.
Okay.
Same kind of thing.
You yeah. Must like want to stick it to this guy,
well, no, so,
man.
You know, 15 wrong. Was like after she had time to cool down.
There's like,
this was like she's
the seven
angry,
stages
the
of grief
like,
or whatever.
All right, no.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So I was just going through.
Each song is a
different
stage of grief.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. It should be like one whole album.
Yeah, that's an album right there. That's a whole progression. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
It works.
Wow. Called He Who Shall Not Be Named.
Even though we named him.
And is also credited in this song.
The point is, you don't want to give him any PR because good or bad is good in some cases. So.
Well, you know what? I got to tell you, this turned out about as good as I could expect from a bunch of teenagers coming onto the podcast. So this was fun.
I want to know this. This person has a name, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, what is it?
No, we're not going to name him.
It's in the middle of, you have to go back and listen.
Yeah, you got to.
We're going to beep it out.
Right after 15, right after we played 15, she mentioned it one time and dropped it.
You did?
And we all went over.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Blasting. Yep. Damn.
So again, thank you guys for coming out here all the way from Mission Viejo.
Yeah.
Not really a short trek, but you guys did it, and for us
in the minivan, again,
anything
we
for
apologize.
You guys.
In a minivan.
All of y'all in the same minivan? Woo! Oh, okay.
No. It's like a clown car.
Like, who
just
was
keep coming out of it?
Right. That's what.
Well, I just got strapped. Yeah. You were in the having a great time.
I'm still picking bugs out of my teeth. You know?
Roof rack, man. Got to be used for something.
Yes, thank you guys for coming out here, sharing your message, sharing your music, and performing for us. Yes, so it's always a treat when you guys bring instruments and give us a little show. We got to share it with our listeners and viewers here as well.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that's up there. We've been live streaming.
So
I don't know if anybody watched it, though.
Probably not.
Everybody.
They missed Nate's dance moves, man.
I was jamming out.
He was jamming out. Mm-hmm. You missed it. You were back there doing, you know,
like
that stuff.
Engineering stuff.
Yeah. Cool young children.
So during the acoustic jams, do you get up and dance, like, on stage?
Well, I mean, if she goes off on a solo, you know, I got to entertain.
Yeah.
this is a very popular move.
So you're up here doing, like, the Conan O'Brien, you know, like.
Hey.
exactly.
The Macarena?
The Macarena.
What were you going to say?
Like the Maraca?
Maracachana?
The Maracachaca,
yeah. Oh, was that the Maracachaca? Maracachaca. Uka laka, uka, uka.
After the Millennials, we've got more stuff coming in the works, so also stay tuned. They're on Facebook at After the Millennial. Singular, not plural.
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 There it is.
Not plural.
Not plural.
Yeah. Anyway. Thank you all for listening.
Thank you.
I'm Tyler. This is Spicy Kim. Big John to my left. This is the Dusty Futon. Thanks for listening.
Cool.
Big thank you to the twins of After the Millennials for taking a seat on the futon in Rancho Bernardo and for their parents for joining us and hanging out with us in the back. Major thank you to Tyler Johnson for hosting this episode. Special thank you to Spicy Kim of Wicked Tone Entertainment for co-hosting and letting us record in her home studio. I'm Big John, your engineer, editor, and producer of this production of the Dusty Futon LLC. Thank you for tuning in, and don't forget to subscribe to get all the newest episodes. You can find out how on www.dustyfuton.com. If you love what we are doing and want to support our cause like Nicholas, Rick, and our many other supporters, please consider going to patreon.com/thedustyfuton and pledging to support for as little as $1 a month. Thank you again for listening to this episode of The Dusty Futon.
Oh, wait, that actually really is an adapter.
Oh,
yeah. No, it actually is one. Like, it's a straight up throw, and I need one.
Oh.
Just pop that out.
I seriously need one because I have like a weird one that doesn't quite work well. And it's like, oh my God, I love those.
I'm only like, wow, what a cool business card.
The only problem is you have to pop them in and out of each record. So it kind of sucks because if you know, they're
too hard.
Well, it wears them down after a while.
Yeah.
So
still, you make it work. You find a way.
Of course, it's music.
That's awesome. I haven't seen one of these in forever.
Hey, Kim. We have a band here.
I know. I'm so excited. Hi.
Hi.